We're still studying in the second book of Samuel. We're in the 17th chapter, and we are near the end of that chapter. David is now on the other side of Jordan at a place called Mahanaim. He has been pursued by Absalom, who is also on the other side of Jordan in the land of Gad with all of his army. And we find that David is being sustained by three friends. One of them is Shobi, one of the sons of the king of Ammon. The other one is Machir, who had taken care of Mephibosheth while David was organizing the kingdom and before David could then discharge his duty to Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan. And the third is Barzillai, an old man who is a Gileadite of Rogelim, a very wealthy man. But these three people are taking care of David by giving him the things that he needs. So the goods that are given to David and his people are named in verses 28 and 29. So let's read those. They brought beds and basins and earthen vessels and wheat and barley and flour and parched corn and beans and lentils and parched pulse and honey and butter and sheep and cheese of kine for David and for the people that were with him to eat. For they said, the people is hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness. So God actually was providing for David and his people through the benefit of these friends. And we see today that God still works in various ways to help his people. It may look like that the help is coming strictly from other persons. And of course it is coming from them. But it's God who moves these things to be brought about. So that David here in the wilderness, far removed from his home in Jerusalem, having no apparent way to sustain himself, is given plenty of sustenance by those who have lended support to him who happen to live in this general area. So this ends the 17th chapter of 2 Samuel, and now we're ready to move into the 18th chapter.